I'm David Enders, and this is The Take. We are coming to you on Sundays with weekly roundups as Israel's war on Gaza continues. Aid reached Gaza by ship as Israel continued to prevent significant delivery by land crossings. Hamas presented a plan for a truce and ceasefire. Israel widened its strikes in Lebanon. The war is now in its 163rd day. Today is Sunday, March 17th. Palestinians in Gaza marked the first week of Ramadan with prayers amidst the rubble and saying that fasting wasn't a challenge, with a shortage of food. Journalist Hind Al-Khodri was on hand Saturday for Al Jazeera as a boat from Cyprus carrying aid arrived near Gaza City. The UN now says that more than 30% of the children in the northern part of the Gaza Strip suffer from acute malnutrition.
What we know so far is this ship carrying aid has 200 tons of food and aid to the northern Gaza Strip. It's organized by the World Central Kitchen, and we still don't know how this aid is going to be distributed on at least 600,000 Palestinians stuck in the north under severe blockade without any food for months now. They're saying that this is the first attempt of distributing aid through the sea, and if this works successfully, more ships are going to enter the Gaza Strip, the northern Gaza Strip, in the same exact way.
Protests continued in Tel Aviv on Saturday against Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Hamas this week presented a plan for a ceasefire in its ongoing indirect negotiations with the Israeli government, which rejected the group's last proposal. Al Jazeera's Hamda Salhout reported from Tel Aviv.
Discontent outside the Israeli Defense Ministry. For over a month, protests against Israel's government have taken over Tel Aviv on Saturday evenings, calling on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to resign and for immediate elections. These latest protests come amid talk of negotiations to secure a pause in the fighting, which would mean the release of some Israeli captives. Demonstrators say they're fed up with their government's policies, policies that have failed to secure the release of the remaining captives.
Netanyahu said this week he had approved a plan for a ground invasion of Rafah, the city in the southern Gaza Strip where most of Gaza's population has now been concentrated. The Israeli army has repeatedly encouraged Palestinians to flee to safe zones, while often shelling those areas as well. Tariq Abu Azoum reported for Al Jazeera on one of those strikes on Wednesday, which hit a UN center.
A serious development that has taken place in Rafah, an area that is designated by the Israeli military as a safe zone, where this is the first time that Israel is targeting a UN-run facility here in Rafah. While they have been multiply targeted different UN facilities in different areas where they have operated before, and this in fact is contributing to bringing a clear and a new reality for Palestinians that Israeli army is now expanding their military attacks to Rafah, and this considered to be a deliberate targeting for one of the areas that is providing aid for Palestinians being displaced. And Palestinians are seeing this attack as a kind of an introductory for what might come next.
Fighting continued this week between Hezbollah in Lebanon and the Israeli military, with both sides escalating their attacks. Hezbollah is firing more rockets while Israel is attacking far beyond the Lebanese border with regularity. This week in the city of Baalbek, near the Lebanese-Syrian border.
So in the past 24 hours, a number of strikes in Baalbek. The area has been hit approximately 2 weeks ago for the first time during the ongoing confrontation. Strikes deeper into Lebanese territory are becoming more frequent.
That's Al Jazeera's Zeina Khoder reporting from Lebanon on Wednesday.
This latest conflict between Israel and Hezbollah was triggered by the war on Gaza and is tied to its outcome. Hezbollah says it will not stop firing until there is a permanent ceasefire in Gaza and on condition that Israel stops attacks as well. But Israel is insisting on new security arrangements along the border.
Up to now,
Israel has been focusing on killing as many Hezbollah members possible, as well as weakening the group's operational capabilities. But Israel is still acting with some restraint with this confrontation, at least for now.
And that's The Take for Sunday, March 17th. Please join us again tomorrow. This episode was produced and mixed by me, David Enders, in for Malika Bilal. Our sound designer is Alex Roldan. Alexandra Locke is The Take's executive producer. And Ney Alvarez is Al Jazeera's head of audio.